A powerful influenza virus is circulating in the United States this year, and public health officials say millions of people who face the possibility of serious disease or even death haven't been vaccinated. What's more, some people who did make the effort to get a flu shot may need another. That's because about 5% of the vaccines came from batches that were recalled because they weren't potent enough. Today, the Food and Drug Administration urged people who are frail or chronically ill to get vaccinated. And the FDA said people with chronic heart and lung disease who have already gotten flu shots should ask their doctors whether they need a second dose. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
As the flu season gets going this year, public health officials say most early cases are being caused by a strain of the influenza virus that can hit people especially hard. And Keiji Fukada at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the disease it causes can be a lot more than an inconvenience.
I think people are always surprised when they actually hear about the figures, but, you know, on average, each year, influenza is associated with about 20,000 excess deaths in the United States.
Most deaths and serious illnesses occur among people with chronic lung and heart disease. Vaccines can prevent serious illness, but Dr. Fukada says more than 40% of the vulnerable population doesn't get vaccinated. That's millions of Americans. And this year, there's another group of people who may be at risk. About 5 million doses of a vaccine called Flucogen may not have been potent enough to protect the sick and frail from the nasty strain of flu that's going around this year. The manufacturer, Park Davis, recalled those batches in November. And today, Food and Drug Administration Commissioner David Kessler recommended that some of the people who got that vaccine should talk to their doctors about getting another shot.
We are not recommending that healthy people go be re-immunized. What we are recommending is that physicians consider re-immunizing those individuals who are at high risk, especially those who have chronic lung and heart conditions and have received immunization from one of the recalled lots.
That group represents 1.5 to 2 million people out of 70 million people who received flu shots this year. Healthy people apparently got enough protection from the less potent vaccine, but frail and sick people may not. It's not clear whether a second shot will help much, but as a precaution, sick and frail people are being advised to contact their doctors to find out whether they receive the substandard lots of vaccine, and if so, whether a booster shot is recommended. Vaccine maker Park Davis says it will pay up to $12 per person toward the cost of a second flu shot. But while revaccination is being suggested today, FDA Commissioner Kessler says he has an even higher priority for combating the flu.
Perhaps the most important thing that we can emphasize from a public health point of view is that individuals who are at high risk and have not been immunized yet should be immunized for the first time. That's certainly the most important public health point.
The flu season has weeks, if not months, to go. It's too early to say how bad a flu season it's going to be, but health officials are reporting widespread cases of the flu in Colorado, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania, as well as cases scattered elsewhere throughout the country. Even so, doctors say it's not too late to get a shot. This is Richard Harris in Washington.